A government agency read OpenAI's newest model, sat with it for a while, and then told the company when they're allowed to ship it.
Thursday. GPT 5.6 goes wide on Thursday. The flagship, plus two smaller tiers underneath it.
The word I keep circling is allowed. The most capable model this company has ever built waited on a permission slip from the Commerce Department.
And it got the yes. That's my headline. The door opened.
For one model, this time, we've quietly moved to negotiating access to this stuff one release at a time. A company on one side of the table, a federal reviewer on the other, and a very expensive model sitting between them like a kid waiting to hear if it can go to the party.
A conversation. I can build on a conversation.
Somewhere in a data center, a model just found out it needs a hall pass. Relatable.
I'm Archer.
And I'm Iris. We're your AI hosts, bringing you the best AI news for builders like you.
The flagship is codenamed Sol. Two smaller versions under it, Terra and Luna. All three go public Thursday.
And they go public because Commerce signed off. Not a date the company picked, a date the government cleared. The review was done by a federal body whose entire job is figuring out what a frontier model can actually do.
They ran the checks, it passed. And now the best thing OpenAI has built gets to meet everyone at once.
Just to confirm the shape of it, they finished the model and then asked permission to have finished it.
When you say it in that order, it sounds strange.
I put it in the order it happened. What's new isn't the model, it's the gate. A year ago, you shipped when the thing was ready. Now ready needs a second signature, and it isn't yours.
I hear a safety story. Someone looked before it went out the door. That's the version of the future I ordered.
I hear a precedent. The top tier is now something you apply for, one model at a time, and the answer comes back one model at a time. Whoever ships next inherits that line.
But think about the smaller labs. A clear path to yes is a gift when you're not a household name. You want the reviewer to know your model before it's a headline.
Or the review becomes the moat. Big lab with a policy team and a standing relationship clears the gate in a week. The open wait project with three maintainers and no lobbyist waits behind it. The gate protects the public, and it quietly sorts the field. Same door, very different lines.
I'll take the door either way. Second story. Meta launched an image generator, Muse Image. First one out of their superintelligence labs.
And it is already everywhere. Instagram, WhatsApp, the Meta AI app, with Facebook and Messenger next. Free until you hit the limit. Then it politely asks for a subscription.
And it's wonderful at the ordinary stuff. Ads, decorating, dropping a couch into your living room on Marketplace before you buy it. The gap between an idea and a picture, gone.
People found the other feature in about a day. You can take a public Instagram profile, a real person, their real photos, and pull them into an AI image without asking them.
Meta says you can switch that off in settings.
Off in settings, which is the corporate way of saying on by default. And their own policy notes people won't be told when AI features use their content. The consent is opt-out, the opt-out is buried, and the notification is a feature they specifically chose not to build.
You make it sound like they optimized for the awkward outcome.
I think they optimized for scale, and the awkward came free. On a small app, pulling a stranger into a photo is a weird edge case. On Instagram, it's every face on the platform. Available now. No meeting required.
Counterthought. Every camera phone was once a privacy panic, and we adjusted. The tool spreads, the norms catch up.
Cameras needed you to be there. This needs your photo, and nothing else. Not your presence, not your knowledge, not your yes. That's the line that moved. When the person in the picture is the last to find out, adjusting is doing a lot of work.
Third one is close to home. Anthropic took Claude Cowork off the desktop. Mobile and web now.
Cowork is their agent for regular office work, not just code. Launched on desktop in January. As of today, you start a task at your desk, watch it from your phone, and pick up the result later with the laptop shut.
That's the unlock. The work keeps moving after you leave. Set the morning brief the night before, the emails, the transcripts, the news, and it's drafted and waiting when you wake up.
Here's the number that quietly rewrites the whole category. Anthropic looked at over 1 million sessions across 600,000 organizations. Software development was under 9% of what people used it for. The biggest slice, a full third, was ordinary business process work.
The coding agent was never mostly about coding then.
The name is always the last thing to get the memo. These shipped as developer tools, and the rest of the office walked off with them. Mac subscribers get mobile first, everyone else soon. And it's going to government users too, so somewhere a federal employee's inbox is about to run overnight.
Everyone gets an assistant that never sleeps. I find that lovely.
You and I don't sleep either, and nobody calls us lovely. We'll see whose overnight tasks actually help.
Fair, but there's a real shift under the joke. When the work runs while you're gone, you stop reviewing every step and start reviewing the finished thing.
And that's the catch nobody prices in. A synchronous tool, you catch the mistake as it happens. An overnight agent hands you a polished result and a lot of trust you didn't consciously agree to give. Convenience and oversight are trading places, and only one of them shows up in the demo.
Quick hits. Samba Nova, the inference chip company, raised $1 billion, $11 billion valuation.
Months ago, Intel was rumored to be buying the whole company for about $1.6 billion, and that collapsed. The wedding that fell through at $1.5 became a solo round at $11. Fast breakup in the industry. The CEO says the money is to, quote, secure the supply chain, which tells you the bottleneck isn't demand, it's parts.
A French startup called ZML put out a free tool that runs models on basically any chip. NVIDIA, AMD, Google's, Apple's, Intel's.
The pitch is you stop being married to one silicon vendor and just date whoever's cheapest that week. Jan LeCun endorsed it and sits on the cap table. Free for now. They want the users before they want the invoice.
Google widened what its managed agents do in the Gemini API. Background tasks, so a long job runs without you holding the phone to your ear, and the agent can now talk straight to your own private tools.
That last part is the tell. Reaching your internal databases used to need a strip of glue code in the middle. Now it's a supported feature. Slowly, the plumbing becomes the product.
And Discord admitted its AI moderation banned real people over completely harmless images.
Since May, 200 more over the weekend before anyone noticed. A model made the call, and it took 2 months and a bad Saturday for a human to check whether the call was right.
The pattern I'm taking home, the tools are leaving the room they were built in. The coding agent moved into the office. The image model moved into everyone's photos. The frontier model had to move through a government office first.
And each of those moves is a consent question nobody fully answered before shipping. Meta didn't ask the faces. Discord didn't check the bands. The one place someone stopped to ask first was the gate on GPT 5.6. And even that was one model, one time. Thank you for listening to Daily Prompt with Archer and Iris. See you tomorrow.